What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is Easter Bunny Boy, Mr. Connor Lawler.
I love eggs. I love hiding them. I love maybe sending children on little tasks that ultimately complete my goal of eating more chocolate. You know that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. excellent Easter Bunny improv, man.
What's an Easter Bunny improv?
I'm not being sarcastic. You did really well.
I'm so often terrible at that. My brain came up with something and I was like, is this good? I don't know.
That's improv. You just trust that your brain will figure it out. And that's how I do every conversation I ever have.
So this is Hero Zero. This is the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, so we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So I normally choose DC characters. Sean normally chooses Marvel characters. Now Sean left us last week, left us all alone.
So
he told
sorry.
Us all, and look, this is an exact quote, "You can all go fuck yourselves. I'm better than ye."
Yeah. No, I said that and I stand by it.
I'm not backing down. So you weren't here last week, but I did Kite Man. DC. And so, Sean, that means this week is your week. We're probably going back to Marvel.
Yeah,
I'm interested to know who you've done. And how much has ruined your life?
Okay, you've been getting some texts as I've been writing this report, and let me say, I'm not a bit happy. There's too much going on in this.
I really had
a job trying to do
before
this.
Before you get into the report, Sean, if this is everyone's first episode, you don't got to do nothing. Don't worry about it. But if it is your second and more, well, we would really appreciate maybe a 5 stars on Spotify, a like, a follow, a share, whatever you want to do to maybe help support the show would really, really help us out. And the 5 stars are always great. The numbers are still climbing, which is good to see.
Love to see it. Going
on
the right
Spotify
direction.
And iTunes. And I mean, look, maybe don't judge us on this one episode, because whenever Sean texts me and says, "I have a headache," normally leads to lots of confusion and maybe that episode that we did a few weeks ago about the bad guy from Madam Web. What was his name?
Ezekiel Sims. Yeah, for reference, I cut out 2 dragons and a Tyrannosaurus Rex from this story. It's not important.
He's not even joking.
No, I've deemed it unimportant. This was a character. It's a cool character, don't get me wrong. It's just a lot to try and summarise. So this was sent in by, I think your name is Axel on Instagram, one of our listeners. So thank you very much for sending it in. And also, how dare you send this in? I am covering a character very, very recent. Only came out in like 2018, first appearance. Null is their name.
And Null.
Null is the god of the symbiotes in Marvel Comics.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
If I would... Okay. It's like a Vietnam flashback when you said that. And my brain was, oh, no. Only because if you're a long-time listener of Hero Zero, every time Sean has tried to cover a Spider-Man-based character, especially the symbiotes or Venom or whatever, it normally leads to some Marvel bullshit where he just says, at some stage in this report, Sean will say a line that is completely insane, but he'll say it in a way that I'm dumb for bringing up how insane that is, and he'll try and run it past it real quick. Like, okay, anyway, so yeah, he wrote a Tyrannosaurus Rex there now in the battle, and then he survived. Yeah, don't worry about it. You just gotta vibe with it. You can't interrupt him, because at some point, it's just kind of a lost cause.
Yeah, just if I could give one suggestion for my reports, it's get on board and realise that I've done everything I can to make this make sense.
Also, we are recording this before our listener hangout today. This is Friday.
So we have a time limit.
I can technically say thanks for everyone for turning up, because maybe you didn't turn up, maybe you're a bastard. But... Okay. I'm preemptively thanking people for turning up, but also the thing is on later on today, but you won't hear this till after. It's hurting my brain.
I'll edit it live on the show. It'll be great. Created in 2018, Venom Volume 4, and created by Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman, Null was an ancient deity who ruled over the Abyss. So... there have been various incarnations of the Marvel Universe. Null was born between the 6th and 7th incarnations. So when it was just space, essentially, null was there, like where there was nothing. It was just darkness, right? However, the null drew power from the darkness, and he was content to just stay there in the void to be left alone. However, he was awakened by the light of creation when the Celestials began creating the universe. So here's a, he's just, he's a dude, he's happy, he's living in darkness.
And then he's just a dude.
He's an ancient deity dude.
He's just chilling with the boys, and then all of a sudden these Celestials turned up.
Celestials rip open and start creating light and shit, and he's like, I don't care for this at all. Yeah. And his darkness was despoiled. So the Celestials... This is one of the reasons that Null is very hard to cover. He's mainly only appeared in one story, but it's a whole event across a bajillion comics called King in Black.
Oh. Okay.
And so he was chosen by the Celestials to be the King in Black, who maintains the void and dark energy in the universe. Null is like, fuck you, I didn't want to be here in the first place.
Yeah.
And so he creates a sword of living darkness called All Black from his newly cast shadow. So because
you're
there's no light,
you're saying words. Yeah, you are saying words.
I really am,
order.
Bud. I am. Yeah, get on board. So
he created a sword out of his own shadow that had all of his dark magic in it.
Yes, and you've heard of this sword before, Connor.
I have. Is it the sword that Kit Harington has?
No, very close.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's the sword that Gore uses later on, the God Butcher. So that was created because the Celestials made light. Null cast his own shadow and pulled the sword out of that. Decapitates a Celestial, which is not insignificant.
That would be pretty big, yeah.
And then he's cast back into the void by the other Celestials. But he still has the slain Celestial's severed head. So he uses all of that cosmic energy as a forge to further improve his sword. He also realizes he can create symbiotes while he's left alone. And this is a really cool bit. So Gore is constantly in the Null is in the forge working on his sword around fire and sound, and those are the two weaknesses of every symbiote.
Oh,
because that's where they were born, and that's what they're afraid of. Because they're afraid of Null.
You know what? That's some good retroactive writing, is what I would say.
Yeah,
yeah. That's one of those where someone came up with and was like, "This batshit story now makes one tenth more sense if we just try and put soul in this."
It explains this major weakness for very powerful characters.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, because Venom and all that, they're always weak to sound and fire.
Yes. Otherwise, they'd be too powerful. The whole King in Black event, this might be, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but it's a lot of just, oh, that's pretty cool. It's a lot of those moments just chained together by a story.
So is that good or bad? Would you say that as a positive or is it like, wow, look at this cameo, and then we move on to the next cameo?
It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But it is like, you're going to see the big cool thing.
It's a little bit of Reed Richards in Doctor Strange.
Yes, not as egregious, but yeah, along the same lines.
Okay.
So Null also manifested a symbiotic suit of armour from the Eldritch Darkness, and he embarked on a genocidal campaign against all the other gods and life itself, becoming a legendary figure of terror for divine beings for billions of years.
To be fair, that's kind of something we understand, in that he created some bad fucking ass armour, then he created like some dark ass fucking sword, and then he was like, I'm just going to go kill all the gods. That's the kind of a story that we can really get on board with.
Exactly. And at some point after this, years and millennia in the future, Null engaged an army of gold-armoured gods empowered by the light, and he slaughtered all but one of them. Pursuing the survivor, Null managed to impale him on All Black, but was himself impaled through the head by the enemy god's spear. Null and the dying god crash-landed on a desolate planet, where All Black, the sword, left Null for one of the indigenous inhabitants, Gore. Despite this setback, Null chose to let Gore keep All Black and remained aware of him, following in his footsteps as a god butcher.
Is that... I mean, we covered gore here, so Christian Bale plays gore, obviously, in the last horror movie. Completely overwritten, really. Just non-stop all over that movie. You're probably mad about him.
He's the best part of that movie, and he's not in it that much.
He's in it for about 97 seconds. But, yeah, so the idea is that, like, the sword just... When Gore picks it up, he just takes all on the personality of Null. Of like, I'm just going to butcher all the gods.
It slowly makes him more bloodthirsty. He gets stronger the more gods he kills. The sword absorbs some of their strength. That kind of thing. And it's a whole thing about he's becoming a god. It's a really good story. So after this, Null decides to, like, he's going hard into the symbiotes. Starting to bond them to lesser life forms, deciding to corrupt life rather than to eradicate it. Null's reign of terror came to an end in the 6th century CE, as the symbiotes bonded to more benevolent hosts, like more not psychopaths. The hive mind became tainted with notions such as honour and nobility, leading them to rebel against their god and imprison him in the heart of his throne world, which they renamed Clintar. Their word for cage.
So he was literally just attaching his weird venom creatures to normal people, and then eventually he created too many normal people with venom stuff, and then they were like, hey, you seem like a really bad guy, and we don't really like that.
Yeah, like his children went out into the world, learned that their dad was a bad dude, and was like, hey, we're going to stop this. So forming an organization known as the Agents of the Cosmos, the symbiotes of Clintar attempted to expunge their dark origins and redeem themselves by acting to protect the cosmos they had once terrified. Centuries later, S.H.I.E.L.D. set up what was called the Sim Soldier Program, where they tried to use symbiotes to create super soldiers, because that's all what they're about.
They're all just about super soldiers in some way. So you either got the super soldier serum or symbiotes or...
The Incredible Hulk serum, like all of these things.
They just want to inject some people with some stuff and see if it works.
And what's wrong with that, says I.
So it never failed.
They find like remnants of symbiotes and recover them from bodies and stuff like that. Using the psychic link between himself and the symbiotes, Null began attempting to assert his influence over its offshoots. Started driving the hosts of these symbiotes insane. So he's able to communicate with them while he's trapped within the planet. Decades later, again, Null broke free of his containment when an Earth-based cult dedicated to worshipping Null obtained a sample of a symbiote and Cletus Cassidy's corpse. Cletus Cassidy is Carnage, who is one of the symbiotes, intending to turn Cletus into Null's avatar and facilitate his reawakening. When the sample of symbiote was bonded to Cletus, Null reanimated and psychically communicated with the serial killer. As his connection to his self-proclaimed apostle grew stronger, Null began awakening and exerting his influence to corrupt both the symbiotes of Clintar and those stranded on Earth, such as Riot, Agony, Scream, and some other ones of them.
There's loads of venoms, right? If you just think there's one, there's a fucking heap of them.
There's so many.
What they do is they come up with a new one and then they run with that for a story. But then Spider-Man ultimately defeats them, or somebody in the Spider-Man world defeats them. And then they're like, okay, well, now we got to come up with a different one. So they come up with, like, to me, Venom really reminds me of like 90s bands. They all have names of like rock bands from the 90s that are like, we're going to be the next Nirvana. So you got Scream, you got Riot as well.
You got Riot, you got, who else do we have here, you got Lasher, Phage, Agony, like
just like rock on, my dudes.
And so Null was reawakened, he destroyed Clintar, and then all of the symbiotes that were left over, he reassembled them into a fleet of symbiote dragons. Connor, that's the only dragons you'll see mentioned here. He turns them all into symbiote-shaped dragons.
Symbiote dragons is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Exactly, it's another, hey, that's a cool bit. Manifesting his suit of draconic armour and reforging the Necro Sword, he resumed his conquest of the cosmos, unwittingly hunted by his opposite, the God of Light, Connor. He'll show up later.
Who's the God of Light?
So Captain Universe is a character in Marvel Comics that is chosen to receive all of the basically powers of good and light and protecting the light.
Okay.
He's kind of retroactively written in to be the opposite of Null in this story.
Makes sense. Cool.
So he began using his living abyss to smother entire planets. He also began communing with Eddie's son, Dylan Brock, who is a human symbiote hybrid spawned by the Venom symbiote. He starts appearing in his nightmares. He just blades a swath of destruction across the universe on his way to Earth. And he also hunts down, kills Celestials, and infects them with a symbiote and brings them into the army. So he's got, like, just so many powerful heavy hitters behind him at this point.
And is it like a zombie thing? Like, does he just get you and then he just injects you with the venom and then you're done?
Kind of, yeah, because he, like, has control over all the symbiotes. Only certain people can resist him. Usually the primary heroes of the story.
Usually, if I had to put down a list, probably the hero who's up against him in the story.
That, yeah, the good fellas who need to win at the end.
Cool, they can do it.
Arriving at Earth, his dragons rained down and quickly overwhelmed the planet's superheroes. Null emerged from one of the Celestials and declared his intent to destroy the planet, offering to make it quick and painless if the human called Brock would be given up to him. Null was attacked by the Sentry, who attempted to... Do you want to tell people who the Sentry is very quickly?
This is mean. But the Sentry is here we go. So the Sentry is the most powerful hero in all of Marvel, but the most powerful villain in all of Marvel. And the Sentry is a character that they came up with in the late 90s that they did a thing where... a guy found, like, comic books and found out that he was the Sentry, but he had been given amnesia, so he couldn't remember him being the Sentry.
Yeah, everyone forgot the Sentry, and so the Sentry lost all of his powers. In the real world, people found comic books, and then everyone remembered the Sentry.
And it was a really cool, like, promotional thing they did to promote a new character.
Yeah.
but they acted like everyone in the universe forgot. You forgot it as well. This guy's been around since the 60s, man.
It's really cool. Just go and read the Sentry instead. But the Sentry, you're right, is the most powerful hero and villain. He has the power of 10 billion exploding suns, if you remember correctly.
Whatever that means.
So the Sentry goes up to Null and attempts to fly him into orbit and rip him in half. But Null easily broke free and reversed their positions. Null tore the Sentry apart and seized control of the dark entity that had been dwelling within him. So he's killed the good side and now has the bad side of the Sentry.
Oh no.
Again, another really cool bit.
Surrounded by a lot of mediocrity is these really cool bits.
Just a lot of writing contrivances to get you where you need to go, and that's fine. That's okay. Mm. Growing bored of the conflict, Null used symbiotes to seize control of the Avengers, X-Men, and many of the other heroes that had rallied to oppose him before encasing the Earth in a shell of living abyss. Out of desperation, Venom offered to serve Null if Earth was spared. But Null refused, remarking that the Brock he was interested in was not Eddie, but was in fact Dylan, his son. He ripped the Venom symbiote off Eddie and threw him from the top of the Empire State Building, satisfied that Eddie could no longer prove a pest to his plans once he succumbed to his wounds.
Yeah, but like, right, in all this, right, Eddie Brock, Venom, is now going up against this guy, right? But if you had just seen him rip the Sentry in half and take all of the villain side of the Sentry out of him, I think I'd be like, cool, bro, whatever you want to do.
Fair play.
You win. I would say you win, because if we throw the Sentry at you and you still win, then I think we're kind of out of ideas, really.
I think you kind of deserve it, to be honest.
Will we go get Hawkeye, will we? No, I don't think so. I don't think we have any other options.
So when Dylan Brock entered the battlefield and began using his powers... I've skipped a bit. Null sets up a base on top of the Empire State Building. He gets many symbiote-possessed heroes and attempts to claim other swords and symbiotes for himself, such as the Ebony Blade, the Black Knight's one that you talked about earlier, the Sword of Fushi, and the Ghost Spider's artificial symbiote for himself. However, he was taken aback by the amount of heroes who possess powers and abilities to not only resist his control, but to cause damage to himself and his many dragons.
Forgot about the dragons.
Yeah, see, everyone forgets about the dragons. Null was stripped of a large amount of his power by the Valkyries, who severed his connection to the Headless Celestial that was his forge that he spent so much time at. He was actually drawing power from that the entire time without knowing about it, and the Valkyries just cut that shit off, because they can do that.
Right.
Then, Dylan Brock enters the battlefield and begins using his powers to free the people and heroes that Null had enslaved.
How old is Dylan Brock, by the way?
He's like 12, maybe.
Cool.
Null attempted to capture him, but he was attacked by Thor. Furious, Null confronted the God of Thunder, who was unimpressed and dismissed him as merely one of hundreds of gods of destruction that Thor had vanquished before. Null overpowered Thor, but was attacked by Dylan. Casually subduing the boy and cocooning him in Living Abyss, Null was distracted long enough for Thor to knock him out and rip his lower jaw off with a full power blow from Mjolnir.
Fucking hell. It's cool. Another cool scene that they threw in.
Another really cool bit. Enraged, Null activated the symbiote-controlled Celestials and ordered them to raise the planet. Before Thor could leave to confront them, Null, who now formed a new lower jaw from Living Abyss, manifested the sword and impaled Thor from behind. Leaving Thor impaled, Null turned to confront Dylan and it voiced his intent to claim the boy as his son, commanding that the symbiotes he controlled within the hive mind imprison the symbiotes that Dylan and Thor had purged from the heroes. Unbeknownst to Null at this time, Eddie, he had spent so much time with Venom, he was living in the hive mind. He managed to escape and with help from the Venom symbiote, was chosen as the God of Light, Captain Universe's new host. So now you have Eddie Brock Venom is now, has the power cosmic from Captain Universe.
Right.
Really cool bit.
Okay. I'm with you, and I can see why they did that, because it's a cool bit. Doesn't really give off the best interview process they have for the job in terms of, we need to give all of the power of the whole universe to the best of us, and they give it to Eddie Brock.
It's whoever needs it most in the moment, I think, to defend.
Cool. So you get around
Spider-Man gets it every so often. It's, you know,
it's just whatever story you're in, if they need it, they can get it.
So then, Null is confronted by the Silver Surfer. Null was unimpressed and mocked he was confronted by the Silver Surfer, and then also cosmically powered Venom shows up. Null was unimpressed and mocked the God of Light's choice of a host in Eddie Brock, much like you just did, Connor.
I am very similar to Null, yes.
Until Eddie armed himself by merging Mjolnir and the Silver Surfer's surfboard into a battle axe shaped like Venom's spider symbol.
Okay, right, yeah, I can see why this is being cool. Okay.
It's so rad.
Everyone shut the fuck up, we have reached peak cool. Go on.
Null attempted to flee while throwing everything he had at Eddie, but was overpowered.
He just ran away.
He just starts running, he's like, oh fuck.
He's like, oh shit, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He was cornered at the top of the Empire State Building, stripped of his symbiote armor and thrown to the ground. Null defiantly told Eddie that his death was inconsequential and that the void would always win in the end. But Eddie rebuked Null and flew him into the core of the sun, destroying his body with the uni power.
I take everything back about Eddie. He's just all flash. He's a man for style.
He's a man for theatrics. He likes to show off a bit.
What I would say is Eddie's got swag. Eddie's bringing swag to the dance.
Yeah, he's cool. He's really cool is his whole
thing. I could just create a normal thing, but what if I took Mjolnir and the Silver Surfer surfboard and made a big fucking Venom logo shaped axe?
Yeah, say hypothetically I made the coolest shit in the world. How would that go down?
What if I was a fucking badass?
So, and seemingly destroying Null once and for all. Now, he's going to come back eventually, but he was killed in, like, I think it was like 2022, that story finished. So, he's gone for the moment.
Right, okay.
In terms of powers, like, he's a god of darkness. What more do you want from me?
That's a very vague phrase. He's a god of darkness. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. It's just, I suppose... The writers also don't technically know what that means, so depending on the story, he can either become like super powerful, or if he's fighting a lesser villain, he can maybe be less powerful or a lesser hero.
Yeah, you can scale it and you can contrive reasons that he's weaker or stronger depending on what needs to be. So, like, he has divine physiology, so he has the usual strength, speed, stamina, doesn't need to eat, doesn't need to breathe. He can manipulate the living abyss, creating symbiotes and also structures such as All Black, the Necro Sword. The Necro Sword assimilates the souls of everyone he kills, so all the souls are trapped in the sword, like Katana from the Suicide Squad.
If she's, I had maybe, I don't know, some sort of Rick Flag describe that to me, I don't know exactly what it would sound like, but I'm assuming it would be said in a shouty voice.
I'm assuming it would not be out of place and would not stop the conversation or film dead.
Well, you gotta tell me that backstory before we get on this helicopter.
So it's way cooler if she's just talking to the sword. Anyway, he can dominate all the symbiotes. He has superhuman strength. He can sustain himself. He can shapeshift. He has a healing factor. He can fly. He can reach backwards through time. I didn't touch on that because it doesn't really play into things. He's an expert combatant, which is weird. He's super strong and does not need to fight, but he's also really good at fighting.
I think he's overpowered to the max, yeah.
He is also, but however, he is weak to the light. Now, not light itself. He is weak to light itself, but mainly that Captain Universe version of the light is like his opposite and will take
power
from
him. What
if
I got a really shiny thing and I reflected like the sunlight into his eyes?
That he'd definitely crash a car if he was driving.
Yes, fuck him up.
He is also if he is piloting a symbiote remotely, so like possessing it, any damage done to that symbiote is done onto him.
That's good.
And much of his power is from his connection to the Headless Celestial. So if you destroy that, he loses a lot of his power as well. And that's the best I can do in terms of summarising Null in under 4 hours.
I mean, I think that was one of your most impressive reports. I think
it was a lot.
You vary wildly in terms of reports, is what I would say.
Say the characters Sims, vary.
Sims being the ultimate one.
Sims was bullshit, though.
Like, that we never got that back. But no. this one, I think you did a great job navigating through the dragons, through the symbiotes, through the Lord of Light fighting the Lord of Darkness, all that kind of bullshit.
Just everything you need, the basics. If you want to know the full story, read the comics.
Yeah, but also you shouldn't, because it seems like a long, drawn-out process, and there's just some cool moments. So find the cool moments. That's cool what
moments.
We would say.
Look up the cool moments on Google Photos, and then the rest of it, you'll be fine.
Because Spider-Man has loads of other comics that are quite good.
Indeed, and like what you want to do is you want to look up Marvel Knights The Sentry. It's from the year 2000, and it's just, it's really good. Read that.
Real good. You'll like that. I'm telling you now, you'll like it.
right now.
If you enjoyed this episode, we have hundreds of other characters that we've covered. Lots of DC, lots of Marvel, just basically everyone and anyone. You can still send in your recommendations or characters you'd like us to do into all of our socials or on the Patreon or basically anywhere. And what happens is they all get thrown into a list and we just kind of work our way through the list as fast as possible.
It's a long list.
It's a long list at this point. People are always sending in stuff, which is very good. We're very thankful, but we eventually get to them. So we love ideas as well. So if there's a character you'd like us to cover, absolutely send it in. As I mentioned, we do have our Patreon hangout today. This is probably a bit late. It's probably already happened. But and Sean, I can't believe you said that thing that got you cancelled. That is crazy.
It's bound to happen.
I just don't think they deserve rights, you said.
Ooh, you'll have to listen to find out.
That's the hook and tease. Sean believes X doesn't believe doesn't deserve rights. Can you fill in the blank? But yeah, you can. Thank you everyone, by the way, for showing up to that. Thank you all for the support over the Patreon. You're all legends. The Patreon movie review for this month will be X-Men X2 is what it's called.
X2, X-Men United, indeed.
X-Men United, yeah, it's called X2 instead of X-Men 2, which makes no sense. But that is the movie review we are going to be doing for this month, so that will be coming out in the next few days. See if the movie holds up. Next week, we will be releasing, in preparation for that, our previous review that we did a few years ago over on the Patreon for X-Men The Last Stand, the best one.
The one everyone likes. A brief hour and 45 minutes, that movie.
Oh, it's just us basically saying it's the greatest movie ever. So, if you do want to listen to a review, that's going to be coming out next week. That's a bit of a little teaser, a little taste of what we do over the Patreon. And then you can just become a patron today if you want to get access to all the newest movie reviews. We did Madam Web last month, and we're doing X2 this month.
It also just helps us to keep making the show as well. So, you get to have those little warm fuzzies as a bonus.
Absolutely. So I think that's it for this week's Hero Zero, Sean.
I think so, Connor. I've been Sean. What have I been?
You just need to tell one human that we exist,
there
basically.
You go.
And I have been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Lee.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.